Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today here with Dr. Dave Stoop and your phone calls. We are glad you're with us today on New Life.
Welcome to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. All of our calls for this classic program have already been taken, but if you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with my good friend and colleague, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good, Stephen. How are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. And, you know, I was just thinking about, I was looking through a magazine and our little project, the Life Recovery Bible, and there was this full-page advertisement that said, number one best-selling recovery Bible in the nation, sold over a million. Why do you think that happened, Dave? What do you think is the key to that Bible being used so much?
Well, I think two things. I think, one, it's a great translation. It's that New Living Translation. But I think the main thing is there's just so much, there's so many resources in there. There's all those notes. There's all those devotionals, personality profiles, introductions. Everything's kind of recovery-oriented, and it's recovery from the issues of life, alcoholism, sex addiction, codependency, just whatever it is you struggle with life, the principles are there.
Well, anybody that needs one, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
So where'd you see the ad?
It was in a book for Christian bookstores, Christian retailing or something like that.
That's a good place for it, yeah.
Yeah. The last time we were on, Dave, on the blog, someone said, I don't think my childhood has to do with who or how I do things now or who I am now. There's just no sense in talking about it. What, when you hear that, how would you respond to that?
Well, I'd say ask somebody who knows you if you're repeating any patterns, because it's human nature to repeat the patterns. It's you see it in the people in the scripture. You see it all around you that when we whatever we haven't processed from the past is still active in our present and shaping how we live and how we relate. And there's just tons and tons of research on this going on now in terms of attachment issues and how that those early experiences set the pattern for our marriages and our adult relationships.
Hmm. Well, it really is. And having a 22-month-old little boy now, 23 months tomorrow, I already see his personality has been shaped so much even now. And I see a strength in him that I think will continue. I see also the ability to love and relate because his mother has done such an amazing job with him.
Yeah, and that first year was very solid and secure for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what he would be like if he had had a mother who didn't even attend to his needs, didn't spend time with him, didn't work with him, was just this distant being out there somewhere. I think we'd have a totally different person. So I think what happens in childhood has so much to do with what's going to happen. And also, I don't think we give enough credit to the genetic predisposition to things either. I think childhood's important because a lot of times you come out of the womb with these DNA or with these genes, you got a lot of stuff going against you already.
That's right. You know, they found that guys that are on death row have children, and I remember seeing this on Dateline or something, the number of men on death row whose sons were also on death row. So I think when somebody says what this blogger said, they're really afraid to look at some of those things.
Yeah, you have to wonder. All right, we've got a new book. It's by Dr. Jill Hubbard. Her first book, The Secrets Women Keep. There's also the book, The Secrets Young Women Keep.
about what our teenage daughters are going through, feeling, and experiencing. If you want a free resource, 10 Reasons to Hope When You're Hurting is available at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will take a break. We'll come back with your phone calls here on New Life Live with Dr. Dave Stoop. He's the author of Better Than Ever. And Steve Arterburn here on New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. Let's go right to the phone calls, but I do want to mention that we do have another New Life weekend coming up. And we have Everyman's Battle, of course, every month, but the next New Life weekend is in September. And we're going to be doing that in the South. So please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's the place to call. Let's go to Anthony from Kansas, Missouri, XM Satellite Radio. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I've just been soaking up all the good information, and I just agree with that about the stuff from your past, on you and your adult.
You agree or you disagree?
No, I agree. I think that's where my question comes in. I think that's where me and my wife is now.
Hmm. So what's happening, Anthony?
Pretty much me and my wife have been married 2 months, and my wife was honest and said that she had communication problems, expressing herself. She told me recently that about her father not being in her life, and so she dealt with rejection issues. I think a lot of that contributes to us not being able to communicate good because she didn't have that male figure in her life. And in the same token, my mother wasn't in my life, and I think that contributes to me communicating good with my wife. And then my father wasn't really either. So,
wow.
But my question is that... how do I do my part? I think that, the scripture says that me being a man, I'm the head of the household. So God will hold me responsible if I don't begin to do my part, because he can't begin to work on her until I begin and do what I need to do as a man. So I'm trying to see how do I get past communicating with my wife, because I tend to get up angry at times, and the conversation just takes a slow pitch. All of a sudden, it's like a curveball, breaking ball, knuckleball, mm-hmm. and it just goes every which direction, and I'm trying to see what I can do to be more supportive to her situation.
Okay. What do you think, Dave?
You know, I think, Anthony, as I listen to you, I'm thinking about why children lie. And typically children lie because they're afraid. And describing what you described about your wife, I think when she has trouble saying, what really is to you, it's because she's afraid. And so the place that I would start, if I were you, is to recognize her fears. And of course, you've got your own that kind of play into that. But to recognize her fears and somehow plug that into your behavior, in that she's scared. Now, when you get angry, all that does is add to her fear. So that works against you, and you know that. You've already seen that, it sounds like. So So I would talk about her fears. I'd talk about your fears, and in a non-threatening situation, not when there's an issue, but say, you know, I talk to these guys on the radio about us, and so the whole world knows now about us. But mm-hmm. And what they said is that when it's hard for you to tell me what's really going on, it's because you're afraid. And I realize I got a lot of fears when it comes to talking about what's going on in me, and talk about that. And mm-hmm. see where that leads you, because that's going to give you some openness with each other and some trust.
Is that helpful? Okay.
And I agree with that. I believe that she's told me that, you know, she has fears because she's been hurt and people's walked out of her life. But the same, you mm-hmm. know, the same happened to me. So, I begin, instead of dealing in the situation at hand, I begin to feel that because I've opened up to my wife. It's like usually it's the woman that opens up to the man, but it's been me opening up to my wife because, you know, I just felt like I had some key things happen to me when I was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I congratulate you on that. You're a better man for it.
Yeah.
not a weaker man. You're a stronger man. You know, let me, I want to send you a book that I love, and you're kind of a great example of living it. It's a book, Kenny Luck wrote. It's called Risk, and it encourages us to get out of our comfort zone and take the risk, maybe the risk that God has been calling us to take and we've been avoiding it. I'll send that to you. Anybody else?
And you know what I'd suggest for Anthony is that you guys would read that together and talk about it, because that'd be a good way to start talking about some
mm-hmm.
of those fears
sure
at
would.
A deeper level.
Mm-hmm. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help, and we'd love to help you if you're struggling in any area. We want to help you with that with a Christian counselor. If you're depressed or angry, grieving, your marriage not going well, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number to call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We would love to help you. We need to help you to fulfill our mission. That's just what we're here for. And so you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if there is something that you believe you could do to make your life a little bit better if you just did some work. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Rita. She's calling us from Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Rita. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. How's it going?
Well, not too good.
Not too good. What's happening?
It concerns my son. He's 43. He was into drugs 20 years ago. And it's been all along. However, now he says he does not do drugs. He's never been married, and he lives with his father and I. But he's been in and out. Like, he would get an apartment, and then he'd get behind, or something would happen, and he'd come back home. So we suggested he move out, and he is out now. But he draws money. He doesn't work. He draws a disability. And he's seems to have difficulty managing his money, like he's getting in debt. But the problem is it's sexual, I think, as well as maybe drugs involved. He says there's not drugs, but I think he must buy them for his partner, you know. And I'm wondering if I should just tell him that I'm not going to help him in any way until he gets his life straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have difficulty not feeling sorry for him and helping him.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Rita, but it's not going to be easy to do. So what kind of support system do you have that would help you with that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a support system of other parents that have been through similar things like this?
Well, I've been to Al-Anon.
Good, okay.
Like I say, I will get mad and tell him I'm not going to, but then if he gets short of groceries, I find myself taking something down to him.
Well, he knows that that's what you're going to do, don't you think?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So this last time, when he spent his money instead of paying a bill, I said, well, I'm finished. I can't, I can't do any more for you. But then he had a doctor appointment today and missed the bus. He doesn't have a car because he lost it. And he missed the bus, and his father now is gone to take him for his doctor appointment. So I find difficulty in following through with what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, you have to be on your own. And
well, I think since he's 43, it's a great time to be looking at that lesson and how to do that. Dave, what do you think? Well, somebody that's used to being...
I think the first thing, really, is you don't do this in anger. You're going to have to do it not in anger, because if you do it in anger, he'll dismiss it. He knows you'll come through. You just mm-hmm. You and your husband have to be on the same page, and he needs to be going to some Al-Anon meetings with you. And you sit down with your son when there's no crisis and say, look, we have talked about this, and we realize that we have been unfair to you because we help you too much, and that's like keeping you like a child. So from now on, we're not going to do that.
I told him that this last time.
Okay.
I said, I've been told that as long as I help you, you won't quit, maybe, and I don't want to be a part of that, so I won't help you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he calls today and he's missed the bus to make his doctor appointment.
Well, but let him face the consequence of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he won't die because he missed the doctor's appointment, and he can explain to the doctor, I missed the bus and reschedule, mm-hmm. but he's got to face that. And does he go to any meetings?
No, he doesn't.
Okay,
and he's been in and out of rehab any number of times. In fact, he went to the one you had out in Arizona.
Yeah, Calvary Center.
He went for that program.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a veteran, so he's been in and out of programs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at something really concrete here. Why did you believe, or your husband believe, that it was more important to get him to the doctor than to teach him how to get himself to the doctor, and to teach him that at 43, if he cannot find a way to navigate through this world, it's time for him to make some changes?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he knows what to do if he's been through all those programs.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm thinking, if I'm him and I'm like you described, I'm thinking, I don't want to ride that bus, And so I drag my feet and I go, oh, I missed the bus. Now I got to call Dad. Yeah, not intentional, but sort of intentional. And
mm-hmm.
and he kind of knows you're going to come through for him. And so that's why you and your husband have to be on the same page. You say, we can't do this anymore. It's not what he needs. It's not what we need. We've made it our problem. And he's just kind of floating along, not having any problems, because whenever something hits him, we rescue him. And so you just can't do that. But you got to have people around you that say, be strong, be strong, be strong. When my son was active in drug culture, I had to press charges and put him in jail. And mm-hmm. that was the hardest thing I ever did. And I had to have people around me that said, you got to follow through, you got to follow through. And we followed through, and it made a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I encourage you, get your husband to those meetings with you and get him to understand it, and you get on the same page together and do do what's necessary, and that's to let him face the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he has bad health too, which contributes to us feeling sorry for him.
Yeah.
And
But he probably has bad health because he's not taking very good care of himself.
Right.
Because
right.
he knows...
And,
It's a vicious cycle, Rita, and you're caught in
it.
So
really
get out
is.
Of it. And it's going to be tough to do, because he'll play on your sympathy, and he'll play helpless, and it'll tear at everything inside of you that made you a mother. But right. if you stick with it, there's
okay.
daylight on the other side.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to send her a Life Recovery Bible?
Yes, let's do that. Yeah. Maybe that will help him, and I hope that he will look at it. And
Life Recovery Conference, that's October the 6th, and that's in Orange County. That's over at Mariners Church, right, Dave?
Right, and it's going to be quite an exciting day.
Yeah, we've done it twice there, and I mean, this will be our second one, and we just did one in D.C., had a great time. It's a great boost to your recovery, and it can also give you the help you need to strengthen the group you're in or to launch out and start a new group.
It's for leaders, and it's for those who are participant in recovery, and really just for anybody who's curious.
Yeah, so 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. We'd love to see you there.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live. Hold on if you're holding. Dr. Dave Stoop, the author of Better Than Ever, Steve Arterburn here, Healing is a Choice, new book coming out, Being Christian, got the Midlife Manual for Men, and of course the novel Healing Stones. All of those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. And Dave, one of Dave's best books, Forgiving the Unforgivable. I don't know how many people that's unlocked into forgiveness, but it's been a lot. And so you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or by calling or by going to the website newlife.com. We'll take a break and come right back right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. You can write us at P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and I hope you're enjoying this classic program from the New Life Live archives. I want to take just a minute to remind you that if you want the most up-to-date information from New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get special offers, connection, and encouragement. Also, if there's a struggle you're facing, a relationship issue, or just a desire to improve your life, we have a nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors that we can connect you to. They've been interviewed and their credentials have been verified. So if we can help you with that, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Now let's get back to our classic program from the New Life Archives.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and your phone calls. Now let's go over here to Diana, and she's calling us from Reading, Pennsylvania. WFIL is the station. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Hi. My question is, I have a 16-year-old that's a runaway right now,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to know, as parents, you know, as we wait, you know, for her to decide to come back, you know, what should we do in the waiting process?
Okay, Dave, what do you think?
Your 16-year-old daughter ran away how long ago?
It's been over a week.
And what have you done so far?
Well, so far, the first time she did it, we went all over the city, you know, looking for her and posting pictures and stuff like that, and we reported it to the police. And and then she did it again, and we reported it to the police, and then she did it. This is the third time and the longest. And we reported it to the police the second time. We found her, and she came back only because she was made to come back by the police. And as soon as she came in the house, she left again, you know. And we told her, you know, that if you leave again, we're going to have to report you again, run away, because you're still our responsibility. And you're a minor, you know, and if something happens to you out in the street, you know, it's going to fall on us. And
you seem awfully relaxed about this, Diana. I'd be panicked if my daughter...
I do get panicked. I don't want to be panicked all the time because I have an 11-year-old that I still got to think about her.
Okay, now what's going on that she's running away from?
She wants to do her own thing. You know, she just wants to... have the freedom to come and go whenever she wants and hang out with people, you know, with whoever she wants. She doesn't want to follow the rules and the guidelines and the values that we uphold in the house.
You need to take charge while she's only 16, because once she hits 18, you don't have any control anymore. And there are places that you can send her to where she will get that attitude out of her system. There's counselors that we have in your area that you could go to as a family, so that you can begin to look at this from a family point of view, what's going on in our family that she's fighting against. But you've got to take some action. So I would find her. I'd kind of get some of those tie things, you know, together and tie her wrist to my wrist and say, okay, we're going to get some help. We're not going to let you do this because this is too scary and something bad could happen to you, because that's a scary world for a 16-year-old girl to be out there by herself.
Right, but she usually leaves in the evening, you know, when everybody is sleeping. So, you know, it's like, what am I supposed to do? You know, am I supposed to stay up all night just watching?
No, you're not the cop, but you get some help, because you got to get some help. Something's going on in your family that she's calling attention to, and nobody knows what that is yet. But somehow you got to get into a counseling setting, and if not a counseling setting, you can talk to us off the air here about some of those programs that are available, where, you know, a 16-year-old goes and, you know, they get their act together pretty good, because it's a very disciplined kind of program. But they also do family work, and there's something going on there that you got to get at. So don't just let this ride, because you play the same game with your 11-year-old when she gets older, if you do.
So you're saying that I should just go and find her, because I have no idea where she is.
Well, I mean, police, and let the police find her, and when she comes back, you have an appointment set up with a counselor, and you go as a family, not just for her. You go as a family, and you talk about this thing all together as a family, and make sure that we get you a counselor that will do that with you.
Yeah, I think the main thing is to do something different. You know, if we're not doing anything, or we're continuing to do what doesn't work, well, that's kind of foolish. But when we say, okay, that hasn't worked, or waiting hasn't worked, let's do something. Many times, it's not our effort that actually changes things. In doing something, we kind of change our attitude. And we're involved in the problem rather than just wishing or wanting it to go away. So, let's see. I'm going to send her Boundaries with Teens. I hope she'll like that. I think it's a good book for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number to call. Let's go to Chuck. He's calling us from Baltimore, Maryland. WAVA is the station. Hi, Chuck. Welcome.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on with you?
Well, wife had an auto accident last year in July, and in August I was sharing with her, would you go to the emergency room, at least get checked, you guys were hit pretty hard. And she stated a very bold statement. My wife is a quiet, usually timid, humble Christian woman, and she threw her chest back and stated that she grew some grapes sort of say, I'll use that word, and she's now got enough gall to leave the marriage. Mm. And it just totally took me by surprise. And I asked her, I pleaded with her to go get checked. And she said, the only reason why you want me to get checked is so you can say that I'm a psycho, so you can take my children.
All right, hold on. We're going to have to go to a break. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll give you some help here. You're listening to New Life Live. Dave Stoops, Steve Arterburn. Hold on.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Orange County, California, Saturday, October 6th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, and we're talking with Chuck from Baltimore. Chuck, go ahead. Your wife made some changes and is now, she says she's got the gall to haul, to move out,
yeah,
to move on.
Good statement.
Yeah. So how could we help you?
I just wanted to know if you had any advice at this point. I believe I've done everything humanly possible that a man can do to try to reconcile, to give his heart, his whole heart, to everything, her needs, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And she has shut every door and every opportunity, and has just shut down physically, emotionally, mentally, and the children just are just devastated.
Has she shut down with them too?
Correct.
Wow.
She takes them 2 or 3 days a week, but they complain because they say mom just sits in front of a TV. She's a remote hog, and she just stares at the wall, and she doesn't speak to them. She doesn't, you know, generate any type of emotional support to them. Mm-hmm. She's just become, you know, cold and lifeless. And when we try to help her to see that, she pretty much tells us to jump in a lake. Her mother, who she lives with, is an enabler. She supplies her with everything she needs and tells her, it's okay, baby, you do what you want to do, whatever makes you feel good.
Hmm.
And if you want to leave your marriage, you do so. And all her sisters and her brothers all are divorced, separated. It kind of runs in the family, it seems. And mom and dad are on the rocks right now as well with some adultery issues. So I know that the whole family suffers with some type of clinical depression, maybe some manic depressant.
my wife has said several times, if it wasn't for the kids, she would have offed herself.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is amazing. And what is that phrase, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Very similar things going on.
Now, someone also come up to me out of the blue and asked me, how's your wife psychologically? And she goes into this whole bit about my wife being raped in a park 2 years before I met her. And I questioned my wife about that. She got highly upset and said the girl is a so-and-so liar, that's crazy, it's ludicrous. And I tried to explain to her, if that occurred, you're a victim. And I tried to go that route. She closed the door on it. And, you know, when that was stated to me, I picked up a lot of red flags flew. And a lot of things that she's been doing from the day I met her, like, don't touch me, don't touch my face, I hate your beard, I hate your breath when we're in bed, very evasive, cowering, hiding her face during lovemaking. Things of that nature have really spoken volumes now that I can see that. I was blind to that before.
Well, Dave, what is the? How do you let somebody go in a healthy way so they'll come back? Or and the balance between that and trying to win them over? It's always tough when you know the other person isn't thinking properly, or they're emotionally disturbed or conflicted right then. What do you do? What does a guy like Chuck do?
Well, has she filed, Chuck?
Well, she got a lawyer in our church,
okay,
who filed some. 2 months ago, I found myself in a court of law because I caught her with another man.
Oh, okay.
And she says they're just drinking buddies. They work together. Looked at her cell phone records. Jesus, they call each other 10, 12 times a day.
So there's,
she constantly
there's...
hangs out now with a bunch of alcoholics, all of which work at her job. It's a party fest. She's totally flip-flopped in life, always had Christian girlfriends, Bible studies, things of that nature. Now It's all consistent men, all are heavy drinkers. So at the gateway, she's looking for a way out.
Okay, we get that it's a very desperate situation. So, Dave, what do you think?
Well, you know, what I would be a little bit tough with her, Chuck. One of the things I would say is, you know, you won't get help because you think I'm going to make you call you psycho and take the kids from you. And that's exactly what I'll do if you don't go get some help. And if you go get some help, I guarantee you I will not use it against you in anything that's down the road. You know, somehow she's got to get some help. But I mean, I wonder whether she's also an alcoholic and or becoming one because she's...
It's her father was an alcoholic. They told him,
okay,
if you don't get it straight, you're going to die of a stroke.
So
he quit.
So she wants to maybe kill herself with alcohol, it sounds like. But that's the approach I would take with her.
She is a type of person right now that is so fearful. She pulled in my driveway the other day, and I noticed one of her pupils was huge and one was small. Mm. And when I knocked on her window, she looked at me like I was an ex-murderer. She was very distraught and rolled the window down about a quarter of an inch, and I said, "Kath," and she just looked at me like, oh, my God, you know, like she was ready to...
You got to be loving about this, but tough. And it's like, you know, you just say, hey, this is what you said, but I will guarantee to you that if you get help, I won't do that. But if you don't get help, then the court will force you to get help, and it'll be used against you. And I don't want to do that because I care about you. I love you in spite of what's going on. And, you know, I can't tie you down. I can't keep you here in the marriage. If that's what you want to do, I can't stop you. But my concern is for you that you get help. And if you get help, I guarantee you I won't use it against you in any kind of proceedings. That's what I would do, and I'd put it in writing to her.
Okay, good advice. I hope that's helpful to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the phone number to call. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you need some help, we really do want to help you here. And we can help you even in those helpless situations, those times when you just think nothing is going to save this situation. That's where we really want to come in and connect you with people. Maybe it's their whole job. Maybe they spent their whole life just trying to figure out, how do I help people in the most impossible situations? That's what we want to do. So you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll give you the help that we can. We really do want to help you in every way possible. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call. Now let's go to our next caller, and let's see. Why don't we go to Jimmy. Jimmy's calling us from Richmond, Virginia, XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on with you today?
Well, I have anger and bitterness issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Over. Been divorced since 2000. And because of it, I refused to date. I renounced marriage as a, you know, something bad and everything like that. And I used to be real active in the church, but now I can't stand to go into a church anymore because of it.
Well, how'd your marriage end, Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
How did it end?
Yeah, what was the cause of the end?
I really don't know. I think she was having an affair, although I can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
She moved us to Texas, and had a feeling that when we went there, I was like going for an execution.
Hmm. Tell me what you're so angry about 8 years later.
Just so betrayed, you know. What did I do wrong? I mean, I know I didn't do things totally right in marriage, and neither did she, but I figured, you know, that's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But,
So who's paying?
Who's paying for what?
For that failed marriage. Who's paying for it now, emotionally?
I think I am.
How come?
What do you mean?
I mean, why do you want to pay for that? Keep on paying for that, emotionally. Help me understand what you're holding on to.
I feel betrayed.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to let go. I keep trying to forgive her, but I keep picking it back up.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and stepmother want to keep fixing me up, and I practically told them, don't you dare.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop it.
Okay. Well, hold on. We'll give you some help right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Dr. Dave Stoop and Steve Arterburn here. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Ask us about the next New Life weekend in the South. If you're in that area, maybe you can even drive and save a little bit of airfare. We're trying to come to every area of the country. But for right now, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I
hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. Dave, how could we help Jimmy here?
Well, it seems, Jimmy, you're punishing yourself for something, and I don't know if you see it that way, but you know, someone has said, and I think it's very profound, that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not anything you give your ex. It's something you give yourself. And you've put your life on hold for 8 years, and you're angry. Maybe you're angry at yourself more than anybody else. And somehow you're paying a terrible price for this in that you stopped living 8 years ago. And I'm not sure what your wife has done during that time, but you know, I feel bad for you. And if you can understand that when you forgive her, she doesn't even need to know that you forgive her. You're doing that to release yourself, because that's somebody. You're the one who benefits from the forgiving. And I would just encourage you to work that through. And I think we ought to send him Forgiving the Unforgivable so he can see how to work it through, Steve.
All right. Now, the other day I was talking to someone. Now, here we're talking to Jimmy, whose life has been on hold 8 years. Now, you'd kind of want his life to be on hold for a year or so after the tragedy. So, but here was a woman that had broken up with her fiancé 10 years prior. The sad thing was she was still hoping, wishing that they would get back together.
Mm.
He was making no moves toward her. But sadly, he had never married. So, you know, it was hard for her to say, okay, well, he's married now, and I need to move on. But she finally made a decision, and she said, okay, 10 years is enough. Now, you know, I whatever it is, whatever your number is it 10 months? Is it 10 years? Let your number be up so that you can move into the next phase of life. God wants to use us. Where it says in, I believe, 1 Corinthians 4 or so, it says, he comforts us so that we, in turn, can comfort others.
Now that's 2 Corinthians 1, 3.
It's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 1. And so there is a purpose of the comfort he gives us. There's something to it. And it is a way of redeeming our pain. But if we don't ever get on with our life, then nothing's going to be redeemed. We're going to be stuck, and we're never going to experience all that God has for us. So our encouragement is to move out and move on. Finally face reality. Stop wishing for things that may never, ever come. Allow God to be God the healer in your life so that you're not wasting time.
Yeah, and sometimes I think we hold on to things because we won't forgive ourselves. And if I don't forgive myself, it's, you know, I'm again the one that loses.
That's right.
Elena from Chicago, Illinois. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How could we help you today?
I'm a new listener. I've been listening every day now for about 3 weeks.
How did you find us?
My husband has asked me out for a divorce out of the blue.
Oh.
I have no idea. My 20-year-old daughter first, and I'm trying to find a way to get him to open up as to, you know, why. I mean, he's turning 49. He was fine 2-3 months ago that I felt, but at the same time, I know he's been hiding money for a long time that I've just found.
Well, now, are you wanting to know what the other woman looks like?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because most of the time, that's what this is about.
Especially at that age.
Yeah.
Oh. And you're pretty sure about that, huh? Because
no,
I questioned him about it.
I
went to a doctor and I told him what my doctor said, and he says that's the reason I don't go into counseling. I don't believe in that stuff. And
well, you know, whenever a guy's divorcing you and telling you what he believes in and doesn't believe in, I wouldn't think that holds much credibility.
No, because at this stage when the guy's doing that, he's living in la-la land, and he's got to lie to both sides to keep it going. So I wouldn't trust what he says to you. I would do some snooping around, Elena, and just kind of assume that that's going on and ask God to confirm it if it is. I wouldn't say 100%, but I would say 90% sure that that's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
people have been telling me that, and I just refuse to believe that.
That's why the wife is always the last to know, because she believes in her man.
Or husband.
Or the husband is the last to know, because they believe in their spouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we had more time, but here's the main thing. You, although you don't sound it, you're experiencing tremendous hurt and pain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you need to get some help with that. You need somebody that you can talk to. And I would just say this, two things. One, don't look for the magic phrase to say that will turn everything around. Just go get help for yourself, grow, and if there's any attraction to you, that's the most attractive thing that a man can see. A woman taking care of business and getting healthier versus begging for him to come back or whatever.
And you've got to realize, too, Elena, that this isn't about you. This is not a comparison with you. This is a problem in him.
Yeah.
And
he brings out things that happen in our 20-year marriage.
Oh, my
goodness. That's how he's justifying this to himself.
That's right.
Don't listen to it.
Yeah. My second point was this isn't about you. Mm-hmm. But Dave made it better than I could have. So it really, really isn't about you. It's about what he...
And see, every woman thinks it is. Because if she had one, it could be that way. But, you know, when a guy is off doing that, it's not a comparison thing. He got seduced. He got wandering eyes. He, you know, lowered his guard. I mean, it's something he did. And then he's got to justify it to himself. So he blames his wife. Don't listen to it.
All right. So glad you called. So sorry for what you're going through. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We would love, absolutely love for you to get some help through us. That's why we're here. And if you can help us, we need your help. We are struggling in the summer. We always do. And please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us. One of the ways you can help us is we have people that are going to these conferences or want to go to these weekends, and they don't have the funds to do so. And we want them to go. We want to send them. So if possible, maybe you could pay for a scholarship there. We've had such great results with people who somebody invested directly into their life. They went and were so grateful. They did the work that needed to be done. So you call us if you can help us with that. Dave, some truth from God's Word right out of the Life Recovery Bible, please.
Well, I'm going to read that from 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians, because it says, "What a wonderful God we have. He's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of every mercy, and the one who so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and trials. And why does he do this? So that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass on to them the same help and comfort God has given us. You can be sure that the more we undergo sufferings for Christ, the more he will shower us with his comfort and encouragement." That's an incredible promise.
Yeah, and there's a little phrase there, suffering for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a different kind of suffering than suffering for our stupidity, which I do all the time, or, you know, suffering for our selfishness. But just think about it. Do you suffer financially for Christ? Do you give sacrificially? Do you give up your time sacrificially for Christ? Do you spend time literally suffering through prayer because prayer may be difficult for you? Do you suffer through it for the sake of Christ? Do you change your schedule for Christ's sake? Those are some great ways, simple ways, that we can say, you know, today it wasn't all about me. It was about the Lord, and I was willing to suffer for it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. If you need some help, we'll help you suffer. That's what we're here for. God bless you. See you tomorrow here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.